Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN on a Wednesday hump day. It might be gray outside, but it doesn't have to be gray in your life. Really doesn't. Got a lot of good things going on right now in Memphis, Tennessee, and specifically in the world of Memphis sports. Tigers football. Still relevant. Very much so. Grizzlies basketball. Hey, 2-2. Going into a big one tonight against Phoenix, where I think you can win twice. We'll talk about that, right? And then, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Brand new team. I know in the second half there were a lot of reasons. Those Memphis bigs. And you got outscored in the paint by Arkansas. But Penny Hardaway, they're going to be all right. Conference winner? Probably. Give it a ding, bro. I think that's going to happen. On ding. There it is. Came a little late. Maybe a little doubt over there, Mr. UNLV. Conference winner, yes. Five seed, we'll see. John, how are you?
Doing great today. Obviously, it is a Wednesday, which is hump day, but it's also Grizz beat day.
Yes, it is.
And I want to make sure that, you know, I highlight what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey Wright.
Can we get a shout out to Jeffrey, man?
This guy is the backbone of this place.
He really is. He really is. I needed a charger block for my Mac, and he comes in with the charger. I mean, this guy's like, he's like the Best Buy Geek Squad. I mean, he's just right there for you. He is unbelievable.
Every time.
And he's winning his college football bets this year.
It's because he's a pro.
You can't do any better than that. But I want to make sure that I highlight what you're doing, because I'm going to tell you what I'm doing as well. There's always a selfish reason.
Mm-hmm.
I get something out of it. So we got Grizzby at 3 o'clock, and then I'm back on Field of 68 tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations. It's good to be back. College basketball is back, and John Martin is covering it again.
Year four, believe it or not, of me being at season four. Yeah.
Did you put it? Brad put up the one. Let's put up the Ryan Silverfield four.
I like it,
though. For 4 years, though.
Every year is only a one-year deal.
Yep.
Right?
We did it going into the fourth quarter, and this is year four for John.
Tonight it will be myself, John Henson, Jeff Goodman, and Rob Doster. It will be our bold prediction show.
Love bold predictions.
Yesterday they did their hot seat yearly episode, right,
yep,
of all the coaches. And this was the first year in 4 years that Penny did not make the list. Can we get a round of applause?
Goodman finally backed off, huh? He's been the one responsible for that. He had to face Penny at the
at the
media day.
Yeah, and he certainly he called me about that. I said Penny should have went in on your ass more than he did. So be lucky he's a pro. Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore.
No, he does not do that. He doesn't.
I think he's smart.
He doesn't get down in the mud.
Nope.
In fairness, I did tweet Jeff Goodman last year when he had Penny in the thumbnail that he was not on the hot seat. Like,
what?
You're using Penny. as a hot seat thumbnail for clicks, but he's not on the hot seat. So you're inaccurate.
We said we said prove it. We said it was an important year.
But different between that and hot seat, right? Penny will never be on the hot seat at Memphis. He will either not be the coach or he will be the coach.
Yes.
You know, like that's the arrangement at the University of Memphis. Not the arrangement at Cincinnati for like Wes Miller, but it is the arrangement here for him at Memphis. It's Wednesday. It's a big show. It's a show that I'm personally excited about, and I'll tell you why in just a moment.
You're going to have to, and you have to explain why you have a Diet Pepsi.
All right, that's fine. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
We can do it whenever you're ready.
11:25. Norton Herr the IV.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
He's our coach.
I don't know if he was there for the exhibition game on Monday.
I'm sure he's caught wind of it by now if he wasn't.
Right. That's right. You know, he is a man. You will catch Herr at a lot of events around town. You know, that's what he does. So he'll join us. We'll talk to him about that, Memphis basketball, all the goings-on in the city and more. So that will be at 11:25. Then at 1:25. This will be the first time we've caught up with him in his new role. Justin Fuente is going to join us at 1:25. We caught up with him about 3 months ago when he had accepted a job as the TCU color analyst on their radio broadcast. About a month and a half after that, he had to quit. He had to resign because he took a new job as an advisor to the College Football Playoff Committee. He is actually going to join us where I have it on good authority. He will commit to voting Memphis into the College Football Playoff regardless of record the rest of the way. Like if they lost every game the rest of the way, Memphis in.
And he's a great man for that.
Of course, that doesn't matter because it's just highest rated, you know, conference champion. But I'm being facetious. But obviously, I can tell you for a fact he was watching the Memphis-South Florida game on Saturday. I can tell you that for a fact. So we will talk to him about the job that Ryan Silverfield is doing, the season, his thoughts on Memphis, and his new job, right? Like,
I wonder if he has to be more careful in what he says now about teams, about programs, about folks that might be in the race.
Maybe that's, you know, obviously publicly is changed, one thing, but I do think privately they probably needed a guy like him who has – you know, he doesn't care whose feelings he hurts, right? Like, he's a pretty straightforward, blunt guy. Now, again, whether what he says publicly and privately are two different things. But, yes, I think that's an interesting discussion. So he will join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. We got Grizz basketball. We got Grizz beat. And we got a lot of things that, you know, ultimately in the course of the show, we got to touch on. And it's Wednesday, so it's always a good week when it's Wednesday and we haven't done this yet. But, Brad, if you will oblige us, please. Little cap or no cap. All right, let's start with the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies haven't had an edge to them since they got rid of Dylan Brooks. Cap or no cap?
Wow.
And that was what, 3 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
So two seasons we're talking about.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks comes up because tonight he plays for the Phoenix Suns. Memphis is playing against the Phoenix Suns. Now Dylan Brooks is out. He will not play tonight. He is actually their second leading scorer so far this year. As they try to get things figured out with a new group, obviously around Devin Booker. You got Jalen Green in the mix. He's been in and out of the lineup. I don't know that those two have played together yet, Booker and Jalen Green. So, you've had Dylan Brooks up there. I think he's got a groin tonight. He'll be out. Back to the question, because I think it's a good one. And specifically coming off of what we saw against Golden State. Going specifically to the Draymond incident and how there seemed to be And I'll credit Isolo. He showed the most fire. You know, he wanted the flagrant immediately, but you didn't see a sort of player response. And I'd simplify it this way. I'd say, if Dylan Brooks was still on this team, would he have been in Draymond's face? Would he have had something to say back? Would he have just seen Santi Aldama down, right? And you go get in Draymond's face. And we talked about this yesterday, John. There was just a lack of that.
Yep.
I know. Jaren was telling him, "You can't do that." Or again, I'm paraphrasing, but Draymond was talking a specific kind of way to Jaren and the entire team, and there was not a response. And you could even apply that to the rest of the game. So I'm just saying, are the Grizzlies better off? They got Dylan Brooks right now. That's a whole different conversation. Do they have that edge? Have they lost their? Is toughness the word here? Just the willingness to go back, right? Marcus Smart was supposed to be the guy. He he's gone, right? That's the guy you intended to bring this kind of thing. Who on that team does that?
Good question. I mean,
I know Ja was on the bench at that time, and Ja, you know, we've seen Ja go get in folks' face, right? But he wasn't out there.
No.
I'm just saying, who's that guy? Who's the enforcer? Who's pushing back? Who's saying, no, you're not doing that to my teammates? And certainly not getting cursed out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've lost some of that edge. And again, there was a plan. It just didn't work.
Right.
And Marcus Smart.
Right.
So I'd go, no, yeah, you know, you said, have they lost their edge? Yeah, that's no cap.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely have lost it. Now, with that being said, you know, Edie's out right now. And there's a world where he could be that.
He has
shown he will stick his nose in.
He has shown he's not going to be pushed around. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
good call.
Yes.
In terms of what can come back.
Yes.
Vince is questionable tonight. Is he that guy? You know, if we're just looking at guys that are gone right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You made a face.
Yeah. Because I need him to be on the floor.
They can't see the face.
They can't see the face. But I appreciate, you know, we put him on the
that's a good call on Edie. He can certainly hopefully bring some of that.
Yeah.
That's asking a lot for your second year center that you're already depending upon the screen king, the savior. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you be the enforcer too. He is one of those guys though. You're right. That's not gonna be pushed around.
Yes. So I do think like Edie can bring a little bit of that, but honestly you need more than Edie. You know, you just do. And I do think it's been something that again, like, is it a net gain because of Dylan the way he had? And this isn't really relitigating whether or not it was right to move on
Dylan
or not. Oh no,
because again, I would ask you to look at Dylan's 3-point percentage while he's second on the team in scoring for Phoenix. I think he's below 30%.
Yeah, like that
from three. Remember, with the role that you'd put him in after getting Ja and Jaren sort of in place. Remember, at one point he's Robin,
right?
You know, with Ja.
Yes.
But once you had everything in place, Jaren's going up. He's taking off. The role diminishes, and he's shooting a bad percentage in a limited role. Now, increased role, still bad percentage.
Yes.
So, no need to relitigate it. Also got Cedric Howard and Jalen Wells in the mix now.
Right.
You know, we'll see where that goes, Cedric, certainly.
But I do think, like, you know, this is a franchise that...
He's a two or three.
The reason why I think we single this out so much and we emphasize it so much is because this is a franchise that was in many ways defined by just that in its peak, right? It was grit and grind. That's what it was. It was toughness. It was like, we're gonna beat the hell out of you for 48 minutes with Z-Bo and Tony Allen. And even Mark would, you know, Mark was a defensive player of the year, you know, and I know people think that year he shouldn't have been, but he was. And so I think that's the reason why we talk about it so much, that this team is just a removal from that. It's very different. And it's noticeable. It's noticeable.
And it seems like you either have that or you don't. If you're Jaren Jackson Jr., you don't necessarily grow into that, especially if we're not seeing it by year eight, right? Does everybody agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's the question. Clearly, again, it wasn't like you didn't mean to address it. You brought in Marcus Smart to bring in that kind of guy. John's good call. Zach Edey's not going to be a guy that gets pushed around, but who sets that tone? Who doesn't allow that to happen against the Golden State Warriors, because we've been asking for it from Jaren, you know, for forever. Time to step up. We said we made the point yesterday. You're making more than Draymond now. There's no point in this. Who cares that he played at Michigan State before you? I don't, you know, whatever you call him, however you look to him. That said, not that this can't be fixed or solved, but I think bottom line it is, when you moved off of Dylan Brooks, we thought, okay, well, it's kind of reached the point where it's time. But what you realize is he was a lot of that for you. He was a lot of your fire. You know, Ja talked the talk and everything else, and Jaren's good at coming up, and hey, I got everybody's back. But Dylan was kind of the one they got behind, and now, you know, you clearly look at a game like that against Golden State and you miss it.
Yes.
That said, I think you still had to move on.
Yes. All right. Next one. You agree with Michael Jordan that load management should never happen, cap or no cap?
Obviously, it's no cap. I agree. But this is here's my take. They heard the criticism for the first one. This is going to be all there is. And they said, well, let's make sure we cut a winner this time around. I'm talking about NBC. And there's Michael Jordan talking about load management being a plague, or, you know, it shouldn't be, it doesn't have any place in the league. That's always going to be a winner with everybody. And of course he's going to say it. Dude, I was stuck on his red eyes.
Oh, he was drunk as it gets.
Well, I'm not. See, again, you go to making charges that we should be making.
He was liquored up on an afternoon.
Is that what makes eyes bloodshot? I mean, that dude, he looks like there might be some stuff going on inside of him.
Well, he may be over time.
There's no way he's drunken, sitting down for a maybe 2 hour long interview with Tirico that they're going to chop up, and that dude's sitting there drunken.
He may not be drunken, but he's definitely been drinking.
So I wasn't surprised at all about the load. This is an easy one for NBC here, yeah. And they're looking for and I saw, you know, Maria said, guys, you know, talk about Michael's take on load management. React on Carmelo. What do you think about it?
Yeah,
Vince, what do you think?
Yeah,
like this is some kind of news. They're gonna win with that one. They did. Come on, man. I want to hear about today's player. What he thinks about the players of today. Like, bro, let's go down the list. SGA, what do you think? You know, LeBron, should he leave? We're not going to get into that stuff. I was stuck on his red eyes and their white shoes. I need to update my wardrobe because if you look at him and Tirico, they're wearing sport jackets, right? They're wearing nice outfits. And they top it off with the white shoe, the white tennis shoe. I'm sure it's a very rich shoe. Mike's probably is some sort of Jordan. Maybe it's a Gucci. But the white shoe, I got to update my wardrobe. It's in now.
The
see what I got on today.
Yep, there you go. That was
a Grisby day with my button down.
You know, back in the
I'm gonna try it, but this is not the same level of shoe. This is the Dad Macy's version of Nike.
Well, you don't have to bring in the locale.
It's transparency.
Yeah,
and I live by it.
Well, you know, when I was in high school, the Air Force Ones came back, but it was actually
this is not an Air Force One. See, that's what throws people off.
What's that?
It's the Dad version of it. It's basically the you spend your money on your kid. Here's a version. It's just nice and clean, but if you can tell, that's not an Air Force One.
I thought that was an Air Force.
No, man, it's the Dad bod Nike.
Well,
my barber said yesterday I shouldn't tell people that, but again, he's my pastor. I told him, you know this about me. I live in transparency.
Yes.
And so I'm going for their look,
cleanliness,
but on my level.
That's right.
Me and Brad, lower level.
Facts.
Air Force One.
Not you, because you're going to Disney next week.
I'm going to Disney. That's right.
You're higher level.
That's exactly right. I'll be wearing my Hokas down there.
I don't own a pair of Hokas.
Well, that's a white thing. I got to be honest. But listen. Here's what I would say. Michael Jordan could eat a hot plate of gorilla crap, and 50-year-old dudes in America would say that was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'm about to be 50. I'm not doing it.
You're right, John.
So I think
NBC knows that, though.
Yes. Correct.
Yes. And so
that is correct.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad hearing Michael Jordan talk about himself. It's not bad hearing him talk about, you know, how he thinks load management should never happen. But I would just say, in terms of this argument itself, separate of the segment idea, once upon a time, we could smoke on airplanes, right? Once upon a time, we could smoke in restaurants.
Mike looks like he'd been smoking on a plane.
You know, once upon a time, these things, you know, happened. We used to sell cigarettes like they used to be very affordable. We used to market cigarettes. We used to do lives for cigarettes. Hey,
just like we do gambling.
That's right. Now, we'll see on that, right? But I think there could definitely be some studies going on that. Then we got some science, right? And we said, we're not going to market cigarettes anymore. We're not going to be able to smoke in restaurants anymore. We're not going to be able to smoke on planes anymore. So we're going to cut back on that because we know now that smoking is cancerous and it causes cancer. Load management. Has anybody ever seen Kenny Smith walk? He's bow-legged. Like, he walked with a waddle. Like, that was before load management happened, right? He played in the era of no load management. Most of these guys who played in those eras can't walk.
Kenny runs to the board. Are we talking about the same Kenny Smith?
Yeah, he runs to the board.
Well, because he's fallen down a bunch.
But it's not a graceful jaunt.
No, it's not, and neither is Charles's. And Shaq all day look.
That's right. They all look busted up. And we'll see on this era, but my guess is these guys' careers will be. And here's the other thing for Michael Jordan, I would say, brother, you load managed a whole ass season, didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you take a year off, or you got suspended for gambling?
Not suspended for gambling.
What was it? I mean, he took a whole year off.
I mean, this is after he lost his father, bro. I'm not touching that one. He went to play baseball. Y'all can do the whole conspiracy and the gambling thing.
But he load managed.
Yeah, he took time off.
You know, I mean, if Jason Tatum or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Kevin Durant took a whole year off just for fun.
After they just won three in a row?
I'm just saying, though.
And their father just passed?
I'm not trying to really argue the merits of why he did it. It's just that he did it, and it saved you a year of mileage.
Sure did.
You know?
Sure.
And you're not rehabbing.
But, I mean, he was playing 82 at 40. I mean, we're gonna say because he took a year and a half off. Like, he was a different breed, bro. Different breed.
No question about that.
And that stuff he said about proven it to the Detroit fan that's up in the bleeds that he can't hear yelling at him, but he in his dream, in his mind, he's hearing it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the kind of great, and that's how he was sort of driven and motivated.
Yeah.
Like, I believe every word of that.
Yeah, look.
I get what you're saying, that load management is science in many ways. You're talking about their career. You're talking about their life after, you know, their careers. Yeah. I think a lot of ways load management meant to extend
the current,
you know, their current, yes. Obviously.
Yes, because, you know, the game is different. The pace is different. The intensity is different. I mean, it's just.
But I respect this young breed like SGA that's trying to play every game. Ja Morant has come out and publicly stated he's trying to do it. I think,
right.
You know, he's trying to get in that tier, it feels like, because these guys are playing now. They're not taking the old way and the Spurs Popovich approach.
That's right.
Because that's who started this. I've always put it on them.
I think it was them. They're the ones who got in trouble for it. So
yeah.
They're synonymous.
No, and maybe this new young guard, as we get this renaissance, man, there'll be guys again that take a pride in playing.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to be a fool about it.
Right. But if it's close, you play, right?
Absolutely.
Like, and I think we got into a point where it was the opposite. It was the inverse.
Yeah.
If it was close, I'm not playing. Like, Shea's a great call-out because last night he had every reason to sit. He was on a back-to-back. Jalen Williams isn't playing. Chet Holmgren isn't playing. He played last night, and he saved this team's ass.
He's done it all early season to start.
And they're 5-0. Like
he's taking double overtime shots from Houston, from Indiana.
Yes. Yes.
Finished them off.
I will say, like, that's a noticeable difference in this Thunder team. When the Celtics went on their run in 2023-24 and they finally got their title and they won all those games, they came back last year and it kind of felt like they exhaled a little bit. You know, like, we did it. Tatum got a ring. This team got a ring. And they were, like, much worse. This Thunder team has not exhaled. Like, they are going for it again, like, very plainly. And
youth.
They're... You know, yeah, and that's probably a big part of it, too, is that they're young and they don't have really any major injuries to speak of. I know Jalen Williams is dealing with whatever he's dealing with.
I think you touched on something, especially with Tatum. Not that he's not still hungry, but it was such a relief. They had knocked on the door so many times. It was the one thing that was missing, and so you finally get there and you get it.
Yes.
And you'll shoot 63s a game.
That's right.
Especially in the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Hey, only them.
They had been to the finals. They had been to the conference finals.
And you let off a little bit, you know. In terms of that, so I'm with you. I think SGA's wired different, and
yes.
I've said it over and over again on here.
They probably can do it again, back to back, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be a problem.
I mean, they'll have to go through Denver. They took them 7, but
Presti's a beast. He's got this thing lined up. They got new dudes. What the guy this year? What's his name? AJ or whatever it is.
AJ Mitchell. Yeah.
He's scoring 20-something points.
Don't forget Brooks Barnheiser.
No, I probably will. But if you keep reminding me. Sure.
But don't forget about Brooks Barnheiser.
I mean, they got dudes, man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is you need more dudes.
Aaron Wiggins.
If you are the Grizzlies. Everybody's
like a thing
in the same
now,
boat.
You know? Yeah. I mean, they are so deep, man. They have no.
But Cedric Coward looks like one of them dudes, and maybe upper tier.
Could be.
Upper level one of them dudes.
I think there's real room for that. Yeah. Now, listen, I'm not going to bring up Michael Jordan every week because it gets tense.
Well, I'm not going to bring up your preseason takes on Cedric Coward because he gets tense.
I just said I don't think he's Michael Jordan, but I was skeptical. I was skeptical about him being ready this year.
You know, shots.
Yes.
Man, we've seen in college, NBA, the preseason shots don't drop. Can't overreact.
Yes. But
I'm just giving you a hard time, though.
No,
you didn't go in nuts.
Yeah.
Your thing was don't compare this man to Michael, which we shouldn't.
That's right. He's our goat. He's our goat. And
remember that.
Every Tuesday.
When you talk about him. These Wednesdays after the Tuesdays.
What do you think the topic will be next week, man? Do you think he'll talk about the we retell an old story that he already told in The Last Dance?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to go in on Scotty.
That we're overdue.
You know,
we're way overdue.
He loves throwing those dudes under the bus. Him and Horace, you snitch.
That's right. We're way overdue for that, man.
Scotty should have played.
Michael Jordan is...
He was holding out. He was being greedy for $8 million a year.
Michael Jordan.
Come on, Mike.
Bro, he is such a genius. That man got a bag from NBC just to tell old stories he already told.
No, it's a great question. Where are they going to go? Because NBC is going to want another win. Yeah, it's obvious they haven't gone deep with him. Tirico in the white shoes has kept it light so he can keep Mike happy throughout the interview, upbeat. So I don't know, man. It'll be something. OKC.
Right.
Do they look like a young boy?
I would love that.
There you go.
I would love that.
That's actually
give me a relevant topic.
I'm getting something of that.
Give me some news.
Do they look like a young Bulls dynasty?
Oh, that's a great question.
Isn't it?
Can they do that? Yeah. And then he can come on and say, hell no, nobody can do what we do. That's
right.
Fine.
He doesn't even have to address the players by name if that's the thing he's trying to stay away from.
Show any favoritism. I had one little brother. It was Kobe.
Okay, well, just say nobody's ever going to do what y'all did then.
How about you ask?
And we'll eat that up.
How about this? How about you ask about the current state of the Bulls organization?
You can't.
Why?
Because they're packing the house. If he dogs them.
I know, but come on.
They packed the house off of his legacy, off of all those six titles. They still got up on the walls and the concourse and everything else. That's how they're still packing it in. If he talks bad about them, that's headlines.
Ask him about the Wizards. Do that. Ask him about the Wizards organization then, man. Where are they going?
Ask him about Kwame.
Yeah. I mean, there's
that pick.
So I'm sure he's very calculated. I'm sure he told NBC what to ask him.
I don't think we're going to get specific players.
It'd be a great surprise. Insights to excellence.
Come on, Tirico, turn up.
AKA stories I've already told on my documentary that was 4 hours long.
I'll tell you, I think him and Jamal and Reggie have something. I'm telling you.
Who's
that? I said it last week. The threesome on the game. Tirico, Jamal Crawford, and Reggie Miller is the new A-team.
What game was that? The first one last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've been the first one the first two Tuesdays.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I mean, Tirico by himself is just a classic, the voice, whatever else, but he's great. He doesn't overdo it.
Agreed.
And then the other two, I've always thought Jamal underrated, and Reggie brings the enthusiasm.
Yep.
So it's a good team, off to a good early start.
Yeah, I saw an article, too, about how NBC's broadcast, like their quality of the broadcast is better because of the cameras that they invest in.
Hmm.
Like if you ever compare NBC's quality of broadcast to ABC's, it will look much better.
The cameras?
Yeah. They've invested.
They've went and spent a ton of money on the presentation.
I think sports beat on NBC is a good thing.
Mm.
Like Sunday Night Football is great. NBA looks great.
I love these Tuesdays. It feels like there's something big to look forward to.
Now, we did not get the doubleheader,
Tuesday prime time.
Because I had to go to Peacock to get the second game last night.
We're not going to get the doubleheader every Tuesday on NBC, are we?
Yeah, because the news comes on. Only one market, I saw this on social media, interestingly enough, only one market got both games on their affiliate. It was El Paso. That's it. Everybody else had to go to Peacock for the second game.
Okay.
So I don't know why that is, but I guess it's because it preempts local news, and you got to have your local news at 10. So that is what it is. But, yes, it's a net positive, no question, that the NBA is on NBC.
Yeah, I love it so far.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about everything going on in Memphis basketball. We'll get his thoughts on the exhibition, some Grizz, and more. J&J, now you're trying to finish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. Coach Norton Hurd IV is the man that gets us through on hump days. Joins us every Wednesday about this time. Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Civil Wave Media's Top 100 Most Influential People in Men's College Basketball for 2025. We expect it again in 2026. Mitchell High Product, Walker Home's Finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. Coach, how you doing on this Wednesday, brother? Everything good?
Man, I'm doing great. I like the introduction, but I also like the music I got brought. I don't know if that was just for me, but I was just vibing with the whole thing. So I appreciate the production. I don't know if that was a you, Brad, or John idea, but Brad I like the music.
Now, this is two straight weeks. This is two straight weeks. Last week, E.J. Jones and Gas Station Love, you loved coming into that. And now you like this one. Now, is there one you'd like to come into? Some people, just some guests, hurt, and that you have this ability, if you'd like, to come into just one song? You know, if you have that option as an employee here.
I told you last week that I don't know if it's Jeffrey or George, but Munch have that's his theme or whatever. He brings in
Munz.
A certain Munz, my bad. Munz, my bad. Yeah, Jason, the great Jason. Whoever laughing.
That's Brad. That.
Sorry, I thought you called him Munch for a second. My bad.
Oh, my bad.
Crunch and Munch is what he thought
you close.
Said.
It's close. It's fine.
See, that's a John. I thought there was John in the background doing it.
Bad.
But no, Jason Munz deserve everything. But his music is pretty good. Now, me and him do got different tastes on music.
Yeah.
But he has came out on some really good stuff. But I don't even know if I should pick at this point, Jason, because Brad has done such a great job.
Yeah.
But I was really feeling that.
That's some good gas. I think he's doing a great job.
The Gas Station Love song your song. I just didn't, for whatever reason, I overlooked it here.
See, Hurd, I feel like that's you riding through Walker Holmes right there. Right, going back to your mama house or something, maybe for that Sunday dinner, before you get on back out to the burbs.
Okay. Riding out to Cordova.
Okay.
Let it ride.
Okay.
Passing out all that TECA gear you won't need anymore. You know?
Oh, no.
John went too far.
Hurd,
I'm going to stop it. Brad, cut that off. Please cut that off.
Sorry.
Now, John went too far. Hurd, I'm going to stop this right
baseball.
Here.
It was inside baseball. It's good. It's all good.
Before we get to the everything that's going on in Memphis basketball and all over the place, I must ask you this, Hurd. Halloween, mm-hmm. a special time for you as the father of a little one?
It is an extremely great time for me. First of all, my daughter can decide, so we usually get like two costumes, one online, and then she still like to go to the spirit store. Halloween, they got a bunch of them around town, Halloween spirit store in Party City. So, yeah, she starts early, and I'm like, hold on, don't say nothing to me until October 1st. I don't want to hear, like I tell her about her birthday, don't say nothing until the month have started. But this year, unfortunately, we get to go trick-or-treating, and we go over to our church. They do a big thing over there. But this year, the Nike meeting is this weekend, and it's like I leave on Friday, so I'm trying to do some stuff at some churches on Thursday before we leave, and my mom and sister and her mom, whoever got to take over. But, yeah, it's usually a special day for us. Yep.
Let me ask you this, Hurd, because there's a couple of different approaches real quick on the follow-up here. When your daughter dresses up as a character, will you dress up to compliment her? We've got my partner, see, that's something that he does in his family. And if mm-hmm. his kids are going to be a character, John's going to be a character as well. And so mm-hmm. I wonder if you will go to those lengths. Will you put on the costume? If she's Batman, she wants you to be Robin, or she's the little princess and she wants you mm-hmm. to be the little frog. Will you do it for your daughter?
So I come in as Coach Hurd or Big Hurd every day. So I don't really do
man.
The costume.
You're a man. Grown man. That's what I hear.
Yeah, I don't. But it's even couples who do that stuff, right? And, you know, but I don't even wear, I don't want to be a party pooper. I don't really wear pajamas during Christmas or none of that either, right? So I'm just more of a make sure everyone else happy. Usually, I have to provide a lot of the times the situation. So, no, I let her be her. I don't really get into costumes and stuff like that.
Well, you know what?
Understood.
I've resisted the Christmas pajamas thing, all right? But this is one I can't. I mean, my daughter's 4 and a half. She's a little younger, you mm-hmm. know? So I got to play mm-hmm. ball. You know, do you think I sit around and enjoy dressing up as a damn mermaid? No, I don't enjoy that, but I got to do it. You know, well, like, if I don't do it, she's going to be.
Some adults, John, my bad, do enjoy it, because when I'm at these Halloween spirit stores, Jason, John, Brad, it is adults and couples and everything that just are men by themselves. Some people just, you know, because there's a lot of costume parties.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and yeah, for sure. People get into Halloween like crazy. You know, and I used to have Halloween parties, actually. Like, I had, like, 2 or 3 years in a row where I did it, and we had a good time. Then, you know, kids come along and ruin everything. But yeah, I mean, I'm just playing ball, bro. I'm not sitting around going to, you know, I'm not walking around by myself going up to doors saying trick or treat, okay? I'm taking this for photo ops, you know what I'm saying? And then we're moving, and that's it. So I don't want this to come off as though I'm just walking around my neighborhood by myself.
With the King Triton mm-hmm. outfit on.
Well, like basketball, some people, you know, try to live through their kids. They might be some, you know, not you, but somebody really wanted to do anyway, and they can use the kid, you know, for an excuse where they won't get judged. So whatever is your
You're right.
freedom or your truth, man, just live it, John.
No. And again, this is not one of those things, okay? This is just to make my kid happy, all right? I think you bring up a good point in terms of, you know, my son's going to make it for me in basketball. There's definitely – that happens. That happens all the time. But this is just to make my kid happy for one night, and then we move, and that's it. So, all right. I don't know. Were you at the exhibition? Did you get a chance to go down Memphis, Arkansas?
I watched it. I was tuned in. Yes, sir.
Okay. So the margin got away from Memphis in the second half. But what were your thoughts just watching them, the way they play, the style, the talent? Like, what were your overarching – takeaways from that game?
So I look at basketball a little different. Well, we all look at it a little different, right? So I'm not looking at the overall of the game, because it's still early, right? So I was looking at key points. I think Memphis came out. First of all, let me commend the city. One thing about this city that impressed me was, if Memphis have an exciting product or a good product, this is an unbelievable sports town, and University of Memphis basketball is undeniable, right? The atmosphere was crazy. Then we get to on the court. I think Penny and the team were well prepared at the beginning. They came out hungry. They came out on Arkansas, but, I mean, both teams were picking each other up full court. That's like some – back in the day, Mitchell against Hamilton or BCW Carr. So it had that atmosphere. I think Memphis lost the game, though. The average fan would talk about how bad they played in the second half. The average fan would even talk about how good Arkansas was. From my eyes, from just a basketball guy and a coach, I think they lost the game the last 3-4 minutes in the first half, because when that lead got cut from double digits to it got tied right before halftime, to me, that wasn't a good thing. I think Memphis, if they could have ended that half good and came out, you know, and with a double-digit lead, because they had played so well and they deserved it, I think even if they wouldn't have lost, it wouldn't have got out of hand like it did in that second half. And then it felt like, too, towards the end of the first half and the second half, they kind of missed a lot of 50-50 balls. They got out-rebounded at times. You know, I feel like Arkansas was getting – you know, a lot of offensive, it's just showing more energy.
Penny's had a top 10 score in the country the last 3 years. David Jones, Kendrick, and then P.J. Haggerty last year. Do you think Doug McDaniel, who had 19 in that exhibition, can be that for him?
Top 10? Maybe so. I really like his speed. He was one of the bright points. I really like him during that game. So I think he has a chance of being right there. If not top 10, I think he'd be right there close to it. And I also want to bring up during the game, talking to some people around, you know, the program or some of my inside scoop, that although the fans wanted us to win so bad, that this is a game. You got to look at certain things, and there were certain lineups that they wanted to see that I don't think they will use in a real, you know, in a real game. But they needed to, you know, this is the time to try things.
Right. Talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth coach and program director of Team Thad, joins us every single Wednesday here on the show. What about the Arkansas piece of it? I mean, they're 14th, but there are certainly some opinions out there about, you know, they could be a top three team, top five team. They seemed really, really deep. They seemed really, really big. They've got some returners. How high are you on that Arkansas team?
I'm high on them. I love Kyle because when people knock AAU or certain stuff, that's how they play, man. You see how long, athletic, they pushing the ball. They're stealing it. They're dunking it. They're shooting, you know, threes. I wouldn't say they're a top three team, though. You know, as much as I just bragged on them, because, y'all, let's be real, at halftime or in 10 minutes of the Memphis game, it was people that saying they shouldn't even been in the top 25. You know what I mean? How good Memphis looks. So, kind of easy to say that now. I think 14, me knowing some of the other teams out there, or maybe top 10 is about where they deserve. Because I'm not trying to light, you know, fuel under fire, because I'm cool with, you know, Clark and Kyle and all those guys over there. But, I mean, right now, Duke is ahead of them. Tennessee is ahead of them. Alabama, you know what I'm saying? There's schools that are Kentucky. There's schools that are ahead of them. So top three, I can't say that, right? I wouldn't say that today if I had to. You know, I don't bet like you and Jeffrey, but I would put my money on that today.
Hurd, I'm gonna promote you. You're going from Team Thad to head coach of the Grizzlies right here for this question. You ready?
Yep.
Situation arises like it did against Golden State the other night, where, you know, frankly, Golden State that's owned you in their own building. You know the history between these two teams. Draymond Green takes down Santi Aldama, gets a flagrant one foul, does it from behind. As the coach of the Grizzlies, and you're fired up because you're out there, you're just like Isolo, you want a flagrant one. As the coach of a team that you know is together, Hurd, and you can apply this. I mean, I'm curious, too, about your take even on the level that you're on, this high level that you're on the Nike EYBL. Do you want to see your players? And we ain't talking across the line, Hurd. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. You know where I'm coming from. You know, go back at a guy. But don't you want to see some sort of response? I don't know if you saw it, but after Draymond did that, you know, you had Jaren come up, and Draymond's just dog cursing him, telling him to shut up. You know, shut up, mm-hmm. shut up. And it seemed like there was sort of, I don't want to just put it on Jaren because this is a whole team thing, but Jaren knows Draymond. He's making more money than Draymond, and he's there putting you in your place. So I'm asking you, the coach, do you want to see that fight back? I feel like Dylan Brooks is a guy that would have been back in Draymond's face. If not, forget the cursing, you just pull my man Santi Aldama, my teammate, to the ground. So I'm curious, coach, as a coach, how you want, knowing that you don't want your guys to cross the line, but what you want to see from your players in that instance?
Really good question, Jason. This is a twofold part, because when I saw that, you got to understand, first of all, it looked like from on TV that Draymond was a kind of like boring him a little bit the way he was talking to him, right? So, you know, he was like treating him like, you get what I'm saying? He was doing most of the talking and trying to put him in his place. Now, where I'm from, you got to understand, I'm from Walker Homes, where even if you're scared and even if you go get your butt whooped, you're finna say something back.
You ain't finna, right?
I ain't finna lose everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know people that know they might lose, but they gonna still keep talking mess as they walk into their car. Yeah, ain't nobody go, you know. So I'm from the place where you got to at least, you know, say something right. Now, to flip it, I also looked at, well, maybe Draymond can be a slight big brother to him because, you know, I know they do that Michigan State thing and he might look up to him, you know what I mean?
Oh, he does.
Kind of like guys said they used to look up to Garnett, and Garnett used to steel roast him. That's what it reminded me of. But overall, you got to stand up for yourself. I don't know who's the tough guy for the Grizzlies are this year. Like Ja's a tough dude, but your superstar shouldn't be the toughest dude. You feel what I'm saying? It got to be someone else that's like a, you know, role player or just a good player. Like you say, Dylan Brooks is here for all the smoke.
Yep.
And when you playing the Warriors, and what the Grizzlies got to watch out for, no matter if Dylan Brooks not there anymore, no matter who ain't there, you know, the Grizzlies have talked mess to people. These same teams are going to keep on, right? So
right.
Whoever that enforcer is,
right,
going to have to, you know, see where it's at. But, no, you definitely got to stand up for your guys, man. I tell my kids all the time on my level, when they come to the bench crying about the refs and talking about they ain't been smacked, I stop them right there and then. Do not cross the line, but you got to stand up for yourself first, okay? You got to play tougher. You got to do what you got to do. You know, like right now, if I'm in the mall with my daughter and something go down, I'm the first one to go protect her. 911 is second or third or fourth, you know what I mean? But, like, we got to handle this right now, and I got to protect her by all means. And so I just feel like, you know, we got to find out who our enforcer is.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally – James Johnson was with the Pacers for three seasons, not because he was actually doing anything on the court, but because, like, there was a young team that needed a tough, older, veteran presence. Like, that was literally his job, you know? Like, when he would get in there, you would see, golly, bro, have you picked up a basketball, bro? and so, like, that was his only job, you know what I mean? So I do think there's – I don't think it's easy to find those guys necessarily, but you gotta try. You got to find those guys, man, because you're going to get your card pulled, and it happened. By the way, while we're talking about the Warriors – they won again last night, beat the hell out of the Clippers.
Second night of back-to-back, by the way.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
How legit are they in terms of that conversation for an NBA championship?
They're good. And, John, let me say this. James Johnson, James Jones, however you pronounce it, he's a goon, though. You don't find him every day.
No, you're right.
Yeah, he has a reputation even outside of him that a lot of players kind of know not to mess with him. He's a goon. The Warriors are playing great, just like I think I saw the Sixers are playing great right now, 4-0. Yep. But I take the Warriors more serious. Is the Warriors 4-0 or are they 3-1? I'm not sure.
3-1.
They 3-1. Okay. I take their serious. I remember when Thad used to always tell me, here, there's a lot of them younger teams go do well first month or two, and then it's a point in the NBA where it gets serious, right, where everybody ain't playing around no more, rotations. With the Warriors, they are who they are, though. You're not worrying about nobody hitting no wall. You know what I mean? Like with some of these other young teams, it's 4-0, you like, let's see how it look out the 20-some games. So I think Steph Curry is more motivated than ever before. I can't believe he's still playing like this. I think it was 37 or 38. Draymond looks to have some energy. Jimmy Butler is there a full year, and Al Horford was good. Are they a title contender? I mean, I guess with Kyrie not back, Fred VanVleet. I mean, do we put them up there with OKC yet, though?
I mean, they are multiple time champs with Steph Curry now. And Draymond. Now they haven't done it, you know, in the last 3 years.
And Steph got hurt last year,
right?
Know.
But I think. If Steph Curry's on the floor and Draymond Green's on the floor and Steve Kerr's coaching, I think you have to give them some shot, yes. I wouldn't put them ahead of OKC because OKC's roster is better top to bottom. Like, but could the Warriors make some move at the deadline or something? Like, they could. Like, if Kuminga keeps playing well, they could move off of him and get something back that would help them, you know, maybe with a right now move. So I think they're going to remain in the title conversation. I can't put them ahead, but you're talking about another championship pedigree now. So,
no, I see that. I think they would have to make a move to the West is just so hard. I think we talk about that every other week. Like the only sorry team people say is Utah and the Blazers. Like it's every other team has gotten so much better from the Spurs, Denver still here, Minnesota still here. You just like Dallas and Houston still think they gonna make a deep run. It's just a lot of talent. And get Grizzlies, let's not forget the Grizzlies that I think at some point gonna make a huge run too. So that West is just as a Clippers, it's just a tough lead.
Last one, I want to stay in the West, and I'm promoting you again to front office. You are now in the front office of the Lakers. Heard you are Rob Pelinka. Have you seen what Austin Reeves has done, you know, with Luka out, with the ball in his hands last couple of games? 51, 11, and 9, 41, 4, and 5, like the numbers he's putting up. And when he is on the ball, clearly he's capable of some special things. I'm asking you now as the general manager, you are building your future around Luka, right? You're transitioning out of LeBron time, and you're going into Luka time. Do you keep Austin Reeves, or do you sell him off to some team that's looking at him as their lead guard, their Luka, right? And you get a haul to put around your Luka. Like we saw, I mean, you know, Luka and Kyrie, that kind of worked in a way. Now, it was special, Kyrie willing to take a step back at times. But Austin Reeves, he ain't good off the ball just being a spot-up guy. When you max him, if you're going to max him out, you're putting him on the ball. I'm just wondering, if you're Rob Pelinka, are you looking around saying, maybe I should deal Austin Reeves to get a haul to build around Luka? How would you approach that?
I think you got to keep them both. you got to keep them both. I mean, because if that guy's showing he can – yeah, but if LeBron get off the books, I think the NBA got enough to pay two, sometimes three players. But you got two really good – man, you got two guys that can hit 50 and 40 in a game. So I think you keep that. I think you keep your role players. LeBron would be like I say, he'll be off your books – well, I don't know when because he just keep on coming back and his body is together. But, yeah, I'm just not with getting rid of no young talent unless him and Luka just can't play together. And, of course, I wouldn't put him before Luka. Yeah. I don't care if he hits 70 back-to-back. I'm not going to put him before
Luka.
To your point,
he did have 20-something, I think, in a couple of games with Luka. So it wasn't like he's just non-existent when he's out there playing, you know, off ball. But he's got a different level to him.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
Herb, appreciate you, man. Thank you for this.
Thank you, brother.
All good. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
All right.
We know he won't be putting on a costume or really celebrating just for his daughter.
Man, tough. Now, his daughter's older, right?
No. I mean, when you say older, what do you
mean? She's not like
40. She's not like a teen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She still wears costumes.
I'm not going to be doing this with my daughter when she's 10. All right?
Dom will still want you to do it.
Dom may not care. I don't know what's going on inside that big ass head of his. You know? I don't know how many things.
Y'all gonna be the Hart brothers, what was it, Hitman and
Hitman, yeah. Owen, RIP.
There you go.
You remember what happened to Owen?
Neck got broken, right?
Yeah, he was coming down on a
and
it snapped.
Some accuse him of like murder, right? They were accused of it in the initial. It was cleared, negligent. And they did their negligent, right?
Yeah, I mean, because it was
criminally negligent,
right? Because it was, I mean, it was the wire
setup
snapped,
was awful,
and then he unfortunately his head hit the turnbuckle, and he broke his neck on live television. It was pay per view, but
no, I can't imagine being his brother.
Yeah,
you know, and what I would feel,
and I think he did. You know, I think he definitely did have some bad blood. Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but there was somebody did a documentary on this.
Well, because then there was the Montreal screw job. After all, I mean, it was just a mess of a time for old Bret Hart. But yes, if he wants me to dress up, you know, even though I was never a big Bret Hart fan, because I'm gonna tell you why, he didn't have mic skills, bro. He couldn't talk. He was a great wrestler, a great performer, but he couldn't talk.
What if he wants to be 48 hours? He'll be Eddie Murphy. You're going to be Nick Nolte.
If that's his style, I don't, you know, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right, man. No question. Did you hear me talking about some poor taste costumes on Jeff's show today?
I heard what you're going to be. I referenced it, King Triton.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be. But we were talking about some, you know, people can get really terrible with costumes. I don't think this year will be any different.
Yep. I don't deal in it anymore. In fact, took all the costumes of Chris's and threw them out of the house, hoping that he's grown out of it. Don't tell Faith.
Yeah. Well, he's like almost 13.
No, he's about to be 12. He's 11, about to be 12.
I think
he feels it because he's felt pressure.
Right.
He's felt a judgment from his dad the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, you getting too old for this. We come from a same similar upbringing as Herd.
Right.
You become a man,
yes,
or a young man,
yes,
and you grow out of these things.
I think,
don't be the 15, 16-year-old out there with a bag over your head talking about it's a costume trying to get some freaking candy, man.
I agree with that.
Stop it.
I think that's about where I stopped, 11 or 12. I might have done one when I was 12, but I think by then, that was it. That was the last one. Like, going and getting the costume, you know.
I feel like he would already retired from it, if not for his mom forcing it on him.
Well, again, you're going to have to take
be
that
a child. Before. Be a child.
Well, you
and
know.
And then I'm in the rush to make him an adult, you
that's
know.
Right.
So we're tugging both ways.
Here. I don't think either one of y'all is right. I think y'all need to let him be where he's at.
Well, it's a balance.
You know? Because I think you're trying to get him to be, you know, a man paying rent and bills.
Yeah.
And she's trying to say, you know, you're 5 years old still. So it's like.
Right.
That what's the answer? What's the right answer? And y'all will continue.
No costume.
To, y'all,
Harvest Festival. That's the right answer.
Y'all will continue to work on it every day with CJ. But yes, this last year I was Bowser. This year I'm King Triton.
Yeah, you got to run like going all the way back to your pre-kid days, though, don't you? About, you know, a costume every time. What, 18 straight Halloweens you done dressed up?
Well, that's the thing about you. You did it before you had kids.
Jason, as I said, I had Halloween parties, and I did dress up for those. One year we had a great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.